How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Evening, Coach.
Good evening, X.
How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm good. If you're ready, we're going to go ahead and get started with questions. Pat Freeman will have our first question.
All right. Pat.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. Pat, how are you today?
Well, I want to ask you that. I've been covering you now for going on 8 years, and I've never seen you react to a win like yesterday. And I guess as a head coach, after watching the film, what did you see and what were some of the things that bothered you?
Well, first of all, I was a little under the weather, so that's probably some of it. I got a text from my brother saying, hey, are you mad or are you sick? And I said both. After he listened to the press conference. So, no, listen, there was a lot of good things in the game also when you're able to watch it back again. And so there were some, I thought, some improvement shown by the defense in some key areas, right? And when you think about it, you know, the defense really accounted for 10 points, the defensive touchdown and then the 3 points off of the turnover that led to the field goal there. So, you know, I think without those, I'm not sure we win that game. So there's some bright spots as well and some individual bright spots to boot. So, you know, feel good about that. Certainly work remains like it always does. You're always trying to adjust and improve where you feel like you need to.
A couple of things happen that I know you don't like is pre-snap penalties. You've always talked about that. And you've always stressed for your players to just do your job. Were you satisfied after watching the film, or are those just areas you've got to improve on week to week?
No, yeah, I mean, those are the areas that drive you crazy, quite honestly, when you're beating yourselves pre-snap at home in particular. So the crowd noise is not a factor, should not be a factor for us at home, and isn't a factor. So it's to me, just sloppy football and we can't have it. It's hard to win when you're beating yourselves. You know, we're going on some drives and then we have a pre-snap penalty and we get pushed back. You know, you're going to have some aggressive penalties from time to time. Those are going to show up, when you're playing aggressive style football, but beating yourself, I just don't tolerate it one bit. So.
All right. My last question to you is health wise. How did you come out of the game health wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, I think the biggest concern coming out of this game was Baylen Spector. He'll be listed as week to week with a calf. I mean, other than that, we'll see. A lot of these guys are getting better that we had out yesterday, excuse me, and we'll see how they do through the week this week here.
All right, Coach, thank you, and have a good week and happy holidays to your family, and we appreciate all the work that you have done this year and have continued to do, and my best to you.
I appreciate that, Pat. Same to you and your family. Happy holidays.
Take care now.
You too.
Yeah, hey, Sean. Josh made an interesting comment after the game yesterday. He said something along the lines of, they were towing the line between how much the offense was willing to show in that game, considering the situation your team is, having already won the division. Can you take us through that from your perspective? Is there a fine line when it comes to holding your best up back with the playoffs approaching?
Yeah, I think I know what Josh was referring to. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to also be smart, right, with some of the things we do. That said, you're also trying to play really high level football too. So, with what we did go into the game plan with, as well. So, I could see why he was saying some of that. you know, beyond that, what's important for us is we take what we do have in and we execute it at a high level.
And you still have a chance at the one seed. Those chances are a bit slim. Considering that, would you consider resting Josh or perhaps other starters over these next 2 weeks, or have you not broached that topic yet?
Yeah, I mean, fair question, Alex. I think, really we're in the mode of taking it one day at a time right now. May know a little bit more later in the week. And if that comes up, we'll kind of dive into that then. But for right now, we're just taking it one day at a time here.
Favorite Christmas movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Great. How about yours?
I'm old school. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, man. I love that about you right there. That's awesome.
Old soul. Thanks, Coach.
Enjoy it. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas, Sean John Warrow. I'll go with Elf as mine. Since we're on that
why
top.
That kind of takes me off guard a little bit, but not totally, I would say, John. Not totally.
Just watched it a couple of nights ago.
Did you find it as entertaining as it was the first time you watched it?
Every time. Even Mary Lou got to laugh at various places. So, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, the movies when you can just sit in your living room and just laugh, the ones you've seen a million times, but you continue to laugh even harder sometimes, those are the ones that are the oldies but goodies, right?
Indeed. And you can't, Will Ferrell is a treasure. Okay.
All right. Next question. Here we go.
Yes, exactly. What do you take out of the offense? And I mean, we're in this kind of holding pattern here. And what do you take out of the offense and how do you try to get better going into the playoffs? I guess it's kind of like a bit piggybacking a little bit from Alex's question, but how do you get this offense going so you're clicking heading into the final 2 weeks of the season?
Right. I think more than anything, it's, you know, you mentioned, I think you called it a holding pattern or something like that. I'm not sure, but you know, setting short-term goals, there's a lot of power in setting short-term goals for oneself and also for, in this case, our team offensively. And, you know, we have things that we want to continue to work on and improve on. And, that work is put in between now and the time we really get going here, in the playoffs. So, and you've got to be at your best come that first week in the playoffs for sure. So there's no mulligans, in the playoffs. So, I mean, some of these areas that we're trying to get better at, we've got to, like I said, be intentional about week to week here.
And, my last question is about special teams. What concerns do you have there with yet another kind of misstep on that fourth down play? And I guess just the confidence you have in that unit and Matthew Smiley.
Yeah, Coach and I spoke this morning and talked about making sure that we're dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and he knows and feels similar to me in that, you know, we should have been at a defensive, what we call a defensive stay personnel grouping there. So that's one we want back. And I think just overall making sure we're at a macro level, understanding how we're being played a little bit too with people trying to take extra possessions and keep the ball away from Josh. So, you know, you have to zoom out once in a while, as a coordinator as well and take that approach.
Thanks, Sean. And, all the best to you.
Same to you, John.
Coach Mookie Arkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing?
Good, Mookie. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. You know, it is holiday season. You know, you still stacking dubs as usual. Victory Monday. Congratulations once again. But just give me your fair assessment of the first half yesterday, Coach.
Let's see. About to use an airplane, a flying analogy, but I'll stay away from that. So no, just, you know what, it was not as we expected it to go. It was not as I expected it to go. You know, we got to get off to a better start. As I mentioned after the game, you know, just the opening kickoff, number one, and then the first third down, number two, you know, we got to get ourselves off the field. I think we had a third and eight on the first few sequence of plays plays there that, you know, we didn't do a good enough job being detailed with what we tried to execute there. And so had we done that, we would have gotten off the field. And some of those are young guys making young mistakes. And so they'll learn from those and we move forward and continue to try and grow.
I was just about to mention that, Coach. A lot of people don't understand that you out there playing with, what, six starters, you know, you're missing some guys. But, you know, those guys were able to make some plays. And I know sometimes the rushing coverage, man, it just don't blend. You know, it just don't blend. You know, you're playing a divisional opponent and, you know, it kind of like seeing you through the motions a little bit. But, you know, again, just care to talk about the big plays that Cam Lewis and Greg Rousseau was able to make for you in that second half.
Yeah, that was huge. I mentioned it earlier, right? The 10 points that the defense accounted for kind of flies under the radar perhaps a little bit, but it was big for us in helping us win that game. I mean, the play by Greg, Taren jumping on the lateral in the end zone there. A lot of teams don't finish those plays appropriately, and then those kind of become, you know, lost opportunities. And our players did a great job of finishing that play. And then Cam's interception in the end zone. And then the fumble recovery, I think it was inside of the, you know, inside of the 40, maybe plus 40, plus 35, plus 30, somewhere in there. So that field position helped us get a, you know, T-Bass at that 50 yarder, to pick up another 3 points. So I think that was big for our defense and helped us win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the flip side, Coach, before I let you go, James Cook, I mean, he got off to a good start. You're right. They did have time of possession. I think they had like 20 minutes to y'all eight. In that first half, they try to keep Josh on the sideline, basically, you know, a good recipe there. But James Cook was able to provide you a good start, and then you came right out in the second half, you know, with the ball in his hands. Just could have talked about those second half adjustments.
Yeah, second half adjustments were big. I thought the offensive staff and defensive staff both did a really good job. And it showed the first drive of the second half that the offense took the ball, went down and scored. That was big for us. I think defense came out and got a stop there as well. And so, gave up 14 points early, and then they didn't score again until, what, it was a minute to go in the game, mm-hmm. which that's too much at that point. But I saw some progress in some important areas for us defensively.
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, my favorite Christmas movie is, come on, man, Christmas Story, the best Christmas movie you could possibly watch. Hilarious forever. Just like I watched it for the first time all the time, Coach. But Merry Christmas to you and yours, man.
I love it. Merry Christmas, buddy, to you and your family as well.
Hey, Sean, I just wanted to follow up in terms of Josh's hand elbow injury yesterday. Were there any kind of changes on that in the last 24 hours since we talked to you?
No, Lena. No, nothing new, no updates at this point.
Okay. And then other injury thing I wanted to check out is just the guys that missed this game, like Rasul, DeMar, Taylor, like how are they kind of progressing starting this week off?
Right. So there's a number of those guys. They're kind of all in the same boat with, they're all getting better. We'll see how they go. We're going to practice tomorrow. I think you guys got the day off, but we won't have another update for you tomorrow.
Okay.
I think Sal organized. I think he was the spokesperson for the group, from what I understand.
I will say that I wanted to talk to you tomorrow. So
you're disappointed.
Yeah, we'll really be missing you. So
well, you guys should be with your families and celebrating the holidays. Enjoy it.
Definitely. One other thing I wanted to ask you about was just with Amari, his kind of snap counts has kind of been like stable the last few games. Do you want to get him more involved in the offense? Do you like kind of the role he's had? How do you kind of feel how that's been going?
You know what? I of course I oversee everything, but I kind of leave it up to Joe and Adam and those guys over there. You know, they've got a pretty good feel and how they want to use the different pieces that they have. And certainly it's great to have Amari out there and being targeted, you know, what was it, 14 times in the Rams game or what have you. So it's just hard to target every player 14 times within the same game. So just being cognizant of that, I think is the best thing that Josh can do is throw the ball to the open player, right? And never want to try and predetermine or say this player has to get this many targets or we have to feed that player. Is it nice to have everyone involved? Absolutely. Is that always the case? unfortunately not.
To follow up on that, in terms of what you've learned, I think we asked you like a couple weeks into having Amari there, like what it's been like. But now that we're like a few months into it here, what has it been like kind of have Amari around? Do you feel like he's gotten more comfortable and, you know, yeah, just having him with the team for this long?
Yes, I do. I really do. He's a great person, more of a quieter personality, and that's okay. I mean, we're all different, right? So I definitely want him to be himself, and it seems like he's rather comfortable here, which I love. And he's fit right into our team overall. The locker room loves him, and I know for this point in his career, he's all about winning and trying to win. And so I appreciate that unselfish approach that he's brought with him.
Sure. Cool. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Hey, Sean. Merry Christmas. Greg Rousseau, you mentioned him a little while ago. You know, he is having the kind of season that I think fans have been hoping for since you guys drafted him, and he's amongst the league's elite in a lot of important categories. What's been the key for him? What I mean, you're around him every day. We've talked about his habits. He's such a hard worker. But if you could pinpoint what's really allowed him to elevate his game this season, what do you think that is?
Well, I think he's made some splash plays, right? The flash production type plays that factor in a game last night. No different. That was a big play for us. He's always been a hard worker, you know, to your point, Matt, and been very conscientious all the way since he's gotten here, all the way through to yesterday. He's just wired that way. And, he still is looking to grow and improve. And I think that's a great quality as well. So he remains humble, but he's also had some success as well, which is good to see.
And I'm going to ask you this other question. It's a little bit nuanced. I apologize. It's a hard one to ask because Matt Milano has been such a franchise staple for this team. He's been so good, consistent for so many years. And we all know coming back from those injuries, it's a journey back, right? Like it might take a season. It might take a couple weeks, a couple months. How do you approach this into the playoffs if you get there and he's not where you need him to be and maybe Dorian is a better option? As a coach, how do you manage all of that?
Yeah, right. No, that's a great question. I think that's some of what we're dealing with as well with the amount of guys who have been in and out of the lineup on defense, right? Is okay. Just because they're back, does that mean we drop them in and yet they haven't played in a while? And what's the connection with the person that they're playing next to, right? So in this case, to your point, Milano next to TB, is Dorian and TB, are they more comfortable with each other? And so, you know, we've had, you know, some of that really through the whole course of the season defensively. And, you know, now we've been out those four guys. And so hopefully we're getting some of them back. They can get back and work together, Matt included. So at the end of the day, Matt's a team player. And I think that's the short answer is like, he will respect, because he's such a great person, great team player, he'll respect whatever decision we have to make. I can tell you, he's going to be given every opportunity to get back and to perform. Is it going to take some time? Absolutely. Like it would for anyone who's been out the number of months he's been out. So I think we owe him that. And then there is certainly a team element to this bigger picture.
Appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Sean. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Matt. Thanks.
Hi, Sean. Merry Christmas to you. And as long as we are doing this, I think Mookie is a smart man. I agree with him. It's a Christmas story all the way.
Wow, that's two. We should do like a vote on this thing, right? I wouldn't know how to tally it up because I'm not really that technologically savvy.
You gotta go see the Christmas Story house. It's in Cleveland. It's a pretty cool thing.
Oh,
go tour that.
And you've been out there to see it?
So we have. Even the lamp and Fragile. It's all right there, man. You know?
you're up for like dad of the year, huh? You're making me feel really bad over here, buddy.
No, I think you're doing okay over there. I want to ask you a little bit about couple sequences here. First of all, Tyler Bass hitting a 50-yard field goal. It's cold. You're at the 32-yard line. You got a decision to make there. How comfortable were you? How close were you maybe to not doing that? And then just about Tyler hitting that field goal and what it meant for your team.
Right, that was huge. Like you mentioned, it was cold. When I went out for the warm-ups and pregame, you could just tell both kickers were experiencing what goes with kicking in the cold weather. I mean, single digits there. And to come out and be able to kick that when we needed it like we did, I thought just said a lot about Tyler and his mental toughness for sure.
And then a last bit made about end of game situations. You guys handled one really well yesterday. Might go unnoticed because kind of wasn't sexy on the score sheet. 1:11 left. Patriots have 3 timeouts left. You have the ball and have to close out the game. Take us into that sequence, what you're talking about with Joe and how the execution went.
Right. So, we're talking, usually when we go into a situation like that, Sal, it's, hey, what would the clock read if we run the ball 3 times and they use their timeout? So you're always trying to start there and then kind of work back from there. Okay, possible run on the first down. If we don't get what we want, do we want to throw it on second down or throw it on third down? Mm-hmm. You're always trying to kind of script that series out. The first run Ty hit was, I think it went for a first down right there. So that then changes the script a little bit, and then we're back into a new script. So things are moving fast, much faster than they move at home on TV. But I was really, really pleased with how the offense executed that 4-minute situation.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. And Merry Christmas. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, Coach. Taron Johnson is a guy that has been a big part of your defense pretty much your entire time here. Just what has he meant to your defense as he's coming up on his 100th game this upcoming Sunday?
Wow, 100th game, man. I tell you, time certainly does fly, right? And I still remember Taron at the Senior Bowl when I went to watch him, and he came over to the sideline, lined up close to where I was standing on the sideline, right in front row seat to really watch him and get a feel for his tenacity. He's not the biggest, but he certainly plays bigger. And his intensity and toughness really, I think, really gives our defense an identity. It's just been a joy to watch him grow on the field, off the field, and super happy for him and his career to this point.
Thank you, Coach. Merry Christmas.
You too.
That's all we have for you today, Coach.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
As the U.S. Men's National Team takes center stage at a Home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.